Good morning. I'm Jim Brown in Calgary. You're listening to the Friday edition of The Current. Oh, Canada. Things got a little crazy there at the end, but you get the idea. That was Alanis Morissette, Deborah Cox, and Sarah McLachlan all singing a suddenly very contentious line from our national anthem. Earlier this week, the federal government floated the idea of changing the words to O Canada, particularly that part about In All Thy Son's Command. The idea is to ensure that the anthem's language is gender neutral. Now, when it comes to comparing and contrasting national anthems, there's really no substitute for an anthematologist. Okay, well, David Kendall made that word up, but it suits him pretty well. And David Kendall joins me in Winnipeg. Hello.
Hello.
Did I get that right, anthematologist?
You are correct, yeah.
Okay, and you made this word up.
Well, there aren't that many that study national anthems, so I had to make up some kind of word for us.
Are you, in fact, the world's only anthematologist?
Well, there aren't that many of us, so I'm not the only one. But okay, the only one on your show today.
Well, we were very fortunate to book you this morning, then. I can only imagine how many requests for your time have been coming your way this week. Now, what fascinates you so much about national anthems?
Well, ever since I was a kid, I've always been fascinated with geography and geographical things. So once I got studying into that, I started to hear some of the anthems, and some of them that I came across, I just didn't have enough information for. Mm-hmm. And I'm the kind of person who likes to learn new things, new information. So I started learning about those, and I found that there wasn't that much information out there. Like as I mentioned, there weren't that many people that studied national anthems, so. It became something that tied in well with my love of geography, and I just went with it from there.
So what are your thoughts on this debate this week?
It's been mentioned before, but this isn't the first time that we've been there. As Kim Campbell said, she grew up with different lyrics, and in 1980, when we adopted the anthem, they made the change to the words that we have today. So it's nothing new, and we aren't alone in the world either. There are other countries with quote-unquote sexist lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got some examples here. Some of them, I mean, Austria's, I understand, mentions fatherland, great sons, and mm-hmm. brotherly choruses.
Yeah, and there have been groups from time to time popping their heads up in Austria saying that they should be changed. There was a Minister of Women's Affairs there that wanted to have the lyrics changed, I guess, similar to what we're having now. But the thing with national anthems, whether it's Austria's or Canada's or whatever, is that they are so indicative of the country that it's really hard to change it without some real drive from the people. You have to remember that these are national anthems. They don't belong to the government. They don't belong to Prime Minister Harper. They belong to the nation. And if there's a big cry in the nation to really change the national anthem, then the government might have a reason to change it. But right now, I don't see that big of a cry out in the world to change it. There's more pressing issues that the country has to deal with than the national anthem.
I'm wondering, before I leave the topic of other national anthems, I have to just refer to one lyric from the French national anthem that refers to soldiers coming into our midst to cut the throats of your sons and consorts. Has there been any consideration given to perhaps modernizing that lyric?
Yes, that issue has come up in France. I mean, this isn't 1799 anymore. anymore when the French Revolution, you and the Reign of Terror, of course, you had those kind of things going on in France 200 years ago. And
it could be it could be changed to cut the throats of your sons and daughters.
make more inclusive bloodbath here, right? But really, the French national anthem is, of course, no matter where you are in the world, you hear the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- 1799 anymore, mm-hmm. but it is just so identified with the country now. And, of course, Canada is the same way. Ever since this issue broke a couple of days ago, I've heard from people all over the world saying, yeah, we know your national anthem. It's just tied in so well with Canada. Don't change the lyrics. This is Canada. This is what we've come to identify you with. True, we know you have sons and daughters in Canada, but we've identified you with the In All Our Sons Command and everything else that comes in your national anthem.
Now, you're an expert. How does the Canadian anthem stack up against the other best anthems that are out there?
Well, that's
are we top 10?
Well, that's the thing. You really can't quantify best. I mean, I might say what the best national anthems are, and of course somebody else might come up and say what the best national anthems are, just like two people can't agree on what the best Beatles song is, for example. But I think some of the things that make an anthem good is that you have to have lyrics that really identify the country, and of course you got here the true North, strong and free. We're a northern country from mm-hmm. far and wide. We're a huge country. And so that's one of the things that makes a good national anthem. You got the music that has to be easily played, no complex pieces in there. You have to make it, of course, as I mentioned before, it's a national anthem, so everybody in the nation must be able to sing it, not just the professional singers. And you had that American on earlier saying that the American national anthem can be tough to sing if you're not a professional singer.
You've got to start very low if you want to hit those high parts at the end.
Yeah, so you've got the Canadian anthem, which is easier to sing. So Canada has a pretty good anthem. It's indicative of the country. It's easy to play, easy to sing, and really, why change it?
Okay, last point, and we're almost out of time, so it's going to have to be a yes or no answer. Change the lyrics to O Canada?
Oh, no indeed. We have perfectly good lyrics as it is. The French lyrics haven't changed since 1880, and they mention things like Christianity and things like that, which not all French people are,
right.
but none of them are talking about changing their lyrics. Why should we change ours?
Thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
David Kendall, a self-designated anthematologist. That, of course, is a person who studies national anthems. And he is in Winnipeg, standing on guard for thee. And we'll give the last word on the national anthem to our friends at CBC's comedy team, who see no reason to change the lyrics when we could just add some simple disclaimers. I'm Jim Brown in Calgary. You're listening to the Friday edition of The Current.
Oh, Canada.
Meant to exclude new immigrants or those who may have been born in other countries but now reside primarily in Canada.
True patriot love in all thy sons command.
Canada is a democracy where anyone may run for office regardless of gender or sexual orientation.
With glowing hearts we see thee rise.
Hearts do not actually glow. Should you experience heart glowing, please consult a physician.
The true North, strong and free.
By referring to strength, we refer to any number of strengths, be they mental, intellectual, or emotional. For pure brute strength, you'll want the U.S.
From far and wide.
Distance is a relative term.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Military service is voluntary. Deities are left to the choosing of the individual. Levels of glory may vary.
Oh, Canada, we stand.
Should you lack the ability to stand, sitting is also an option. We also recognize the contribution of the vowels A, E, I, U, and sometimes Y.
We stand.